Just inviting you to settle in, to a practice posture that feels supported and can invite ease if that's available for you. When you're ready, closing the eyes, dropping into stillness. And creating a bit of space for whatever is here for you in this moment, today. Compassion is what happens when loving kindness meets our own suffering, meets pain, distress, uncertainty. Not with the intention to make anything go away, but to hold it. Making space for yourself. As you consider the events in the world now, and the senselessness and violence of war, checking in with your body to see if there's a place that you're holding this tension. Perhaps you're noticing a specific area, or maybe it's more diffused. And the invitation here is to incline with kindness towards your own body and towards your own life. Might you hold yourself with just a bit more care, if only for a few moments here? Meeting any difficulty, any struggle with tenderness. Simply because Difficulty is present, perhaps. Taking a gentle, easy breath. Just inviting a sense of ease if it's available to you into your own body. Almost as if you're giving yourself kindness, compassion with each breath. Breathe, dear one. Gently breathe, my dear. Inviting you to attend to the inhale. Really sensing what happens when you breathe in. Perhaps noticing movement of diaphragm, expansion of ribs, resistance of air in the nostrils or passing over the lips. In the very real way, this breath right here is supporting your life. Allowing yourself to be nourished by it. Might you sense or imagine that it's not just air molecules that you're breathing in, but molecules of compassion and support as well? your friends and support system and colleagues here, all wanting well for you. And on your next inhale, breathing that compassion and that support, and let it be just for you. Like me, you've probably had the experience of being a VA clinician and explaining what you do to someone in your personal life. And you've seen their eyes get moist. And they might have said something like, "Oh, that must be so hard. Please take care of those vets for me, would you?" Despite any sharp divisions in the country over politics, there is support for the men and women who've served. And by extension, those of us that care for them. On your next inhale, might you imagine the support of more than 300 million people that want you to be well and safe and to feel supported? And on your next inhale, pulling some of that compassion into your body. With each breath, allowing your cup to be filled. And if it feels all right to you, shifting your attention to the exhale. And just as the ribs let go and the air leaves the body, letting go of any tension or heaviness that doesn't serve you, if you can. And with each exhale, sending out to everyone else here some of the abundant compassion that exists inside your own body. Sending it out to everyone else here. With each exhale, sending out compassion to those we serve. With each exhale, sending out support to refugees during war. May all beings be safe and protected. And if it feels right now, paying attention to the breath cycle, the breathing in and the breathing out, the taking in and the letting go. And not just the air you're breathing here, but compassion. Including yourself in this cycle of compassion and well-wishing. Giving yourself permission as you breathe in to let it be just for you, for your heart to be at ease. For you to feel support. And as you exhale, sending it out for everyone else. Breathing in just for you and sending it out to everyone else here. Sending it out to a world so worthy of support and compassion right now. And if it's accessible to you, might you bring just a bit more ease to your practice, to the breath? A bit more tenderness. To this life. There's the adage of the fish in the sea that doesn't know it's wet because all it knows is water. Just like the fish, you're swimming in a sea of compassion. Of support. It's here all around you. Breathing in, breathing out. Compassion just for you. And compassion for the world.